You'll be wondering how we got ourselves into this sticky situation. Good question. Let me explain it from the beginning.
A Monster Story by Rocío Bonilla. A Bromera Writes Audio Story.
Theodore and I are twins. We are the same height, have the same color hair, and the same freckles on our faces. But we're not at all alike. I like Matheson music. Theodore likes playing football and painting. But we do have something in common. Our most favorite thing among all our favorite things has always been baking. We started off with muffins. Then we learned how to make biscuits and cakes. Sometimes they even tasted good. As we practice so much, we know all there is to know about baking. On Saturdays, we go to the market to buy the ingredients. We love wandering among all those colors and smells, the hubbub of people, and the smiles of the sellers. Josie at the nut stall is always pleased to see us. Frank, the fruit seller, gives us strawberry sweets. Luis, the grocer, plays jokes on us. And Mary tells us how to crack an egg without splitting the yolk. She has explained it to us 1,000 times, but we always act surprised. That day, while buying walnuts from Josie, Theodora's football rolled away from her and went underneath the stall. When she crouched down to pick it up, she must have seen something that left her petrified. When I saw her eyes as wide as plates and her face as pale as a ghost's, I also bent down to look. From under the market seller's dress was poking out a green tail full of scales. Gripped by panic, I grabbed Theodora's hand and began to run. We hadn't even reached the market door when she stopped dead and cried out,
"Hold on! I forgot my ball!"
"But Dora, we can't go back! You saw the green tail, didn't you?"
"But I can't leave it there."
So we plucked up our courage and went back. We would try to cause a distraction to sneak under the stall and recover the ball. Hidden among the sacks at Luis's stall, we observed Josie waiting for the perfect moment. Luis didn't see us. As usual, he was joking with his customers. Suddenly, his trousers started to move by themselves. We rubbed our eyes, unable to believe what we were seeing. Twisting out of his trouser leg, there was a slimy gray tentacle! Scared to death, we sought shelter behind Frank's fruit boxes. When he saw how frightened we were, he went to give us a sweet. But as he bent down, his wig fell off and out from his head sprang 2 antennae! We wanted to scream, but we were paralyzed. While the fruit seller covered up his antennae with the wig again, Theodore and I scurried out among the crowd. We tried to reach to the egg stall to ask Mary for help. But when we looked behind the door, We were even more astonished than before. Instead of feet, she had huge hairy claws. We didn't stop running until we got home. What was the meaning of all this? If they weren't humans, were they aliens? Zombies? Evil ogres? After spending hours gathering information, we came to the following conclusion. Josie was, in fact, Calimonchus iguanus, half monkey, half iguana, whose slimy tongue had the strength of 80 tractors. Lewis was a dangerous specimen of Octus multiplasmus, with stinging tentacles and night vision. Frank was probably a rare Homo cockroaches with the limbs of a buzz droid. With his wings open, he could measure up to 2 meters tall. And Mary was a horrible hairy hornoid crossed with an unusual species of Gryphilus tuthus. All of our usual market sellers were monsters disguised as people. We told Mom, but she didn't believe us. Nobody else realized, only Theodora and I. And now that we knew their secret, they would surely come after us. They'd eat us for breakfast, or even worse, they'd make a pie with our cat. Then suddenly, Theodora remembered something she had read. The Inanus, the Octus, the Cockroaches, and the Hares shared a rather unusual interest. They loved eating cakes. Wait a second. Cakes? Theodore and I are not at all alike. But we do have something in common. We love baking. And for a while now, we've been sharing what we make with our new friends. Although, just in case, we still hide our cat when they come round to visit.
A Monster Story by Rocío Bonilla. A Bromera Writes Audio Story. Voiceover, Laura Candela and Victoria Minguez. Sound design and production, NG Media. Executive production, Héctor Miravalls. Editorial coordination, Sandra Capsir. Bromera.com.